Hi, this is Janet.
Hi, Janet. It's and Sam from the admission office suggested that I try to call you because you might be able to help me about your graduate programs.
Okay.
I hope it's a good time to talk.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So, as I told Sam, I'm interested in the Central European University, like the courses that they offer within Bard College. But
yeah.
And I tried to look on the website, but unfortunately, I didn't really find information about it. And I tried writing you emails, but I didn't get a reply. So
Oh, that's interesting because. Yeah, go ahead.
We were talking with Sam, and so I told him that my bachelor degree is in international relations. So I'm interested in any graduate courses concerning or related to these topics. And I was wondering what you offer.
Sure.
European University offers.
Right. So if this is actually, what's your first name?
It's
your last name?
Sorry?
What is your last name?
Yeah.
Okay, two S's. So somebody recently wrote me about this, and I answered, oh no, I didn't get this. Somebody asked me a different question about a master's of teaching question. But I never got any, I haven't gotten any email from you, just so you know. However that slipped through, it did. But the fact of the matter is, oh, that's all right, and I'm glad you followed up and called. And the undergraduate should know this, but I will call or send an email over to the director. The Central European University, CEU,
yeah,
is not a graduate program for us. It is a graduate program, and we have a relationship with them that allows our undergraduate students through application to take some class to go spend it. It's a study abroad year or half a year. It's not a graduate program of ours. That's okay. That's why you couldn't find information, and people are unclear about that, and that's fine. But
I thought
don't worry.
Of course, I think by the CEU at within your college, but then maybe I was wrong.
No, so what you're right that we through the college they offer CEU is graduate school only. It's not undergraduate. But our president, who's the chairman of the board of CEU, has created a partnership, opened a partnership between Bard and CEU. But this is all it's for. It's for our undergraduates to take a year abroad or half a year abroad to study as undergraduates in graduate classes. We do that with a few other institutions too. So they don't get a graduate degree. They just get a chance while they're a junior in their third year of college here to go over there and spend a semester or maybe two, I don't even know if it's a year or two, to study there, mm-hmm. Right? So they don't get a graduate degree, and it's only open to Bard undergraduates. You can't go to Smith College as an undergraduate and do that. It's a particular partnership that our college has set up. But my office in the graduate programs at Bard are about graduate programs that we run or are affiliated with where the students that come in graduate with a master's or a PhD. So we're actually in the business of enrolling students into full-time graduate school or part-time, but they with the intention of finishing.
I'm inquiring, so I would like to take courses from next year. So from next year, would it be possible?
So the only thing you can do, but you already have your BA. You're not an undergraduate student at Bard, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The only path from here to CEU is if you were an undergraduate. So the only thing you can do is go to CEU and apply to their graduate program, which I don't know anything about, so I don't even know how possible that is. I don't know what they take. But you would be applying for a graduate degree there.
So can I have at your university, can I have like a CEU diploma, like graduate diploma in the end?
No. Let me give you a different example. It's like if we have a Bard student. Where did you go to undergraduate?
I went to Berlin.
Berlin. Bard College, Berlin?
Lumbolt.
Okay, great. Were you part of BART at that time?
No.
Okay, because we actually had a partnership with Humboldt years ago, and we have a campus in Berlin too. So I just that because you said so you know when you were a second year or third year student in college, you might have had a study abroad program that college offered you. Well, maybe you didn't because you were already abroad, but here in the States, it's very common for colleges, undergraduate colleges, to have the opportunity for a student to apply to go to study at another university or at an art institute or something else where they take just a tiny bit of their time, a semester or two out of all 8 semesters, to go study something intensively that they've identified as something they're really interested in. So that's what it allows our students who are interested in foreign relations and human rights work and that kind of thing to say, ooh, I'm going to graduate from BART, but I'd like to take 6 months and study over in this very high-level graduate program.
So it's like
they're
Erasmus,
not graduate
basically.
Students.
You know, like the Erasmus program?
They're, kind of, yeah. I mean, it's just, there's lots of different kinds of ways. Yeah. Undergraduate colleges, partnership with other undergraduate or with other graduate programs. But those kids don't come out with a graduate degree because they're not doing graduate. They're only doing a class or two or three or four, but they're not doing a full program, and they also haven't gotten their undergraduate degree, and you really can't apply to graduate school to become a matriculated student working towards a graduate degree until you've had your undergraduate.
Oof, this is getting so complicated.
I want to
afterwards I would like to move to Hungary, and that's why I was thinking that CU diploma would be the best. But so you don't offer?
Yeah, well,
so that there is no CU diploma issued at BART College in the end?
In the end, that's correct. And the other thing is, because of what's going on in the news, I don't know if you've read recently, but there's some question whether or not actually that program will remain in Hungary because of the issues. The man who owns that program is George Soros. And there's enormous, very current news basically about people not wanting him to be in charge. It's not wanting to let him continue to offer this more liberal progressive way of teaching in these countries where, you know, the Russians don't like it, basically. So let me look at one thing before you go. So I just read something recently where they may be closing down that campus and moving to Vienna, which I think is true.
About these, all these, somehow...
Well, that's because we're involved with it. So, number one, it's in our if you give me your email, I'll send you this stuff. And I'll also let me just look at something here. We have something. Do you have an internet?
Not in front of me, sorry.
Okay. But you do you can get to the internet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you go at some point to BART College website, and you'll go to something called, up in the main menu, it's called BART Network, which means it's just the, everything we do kind of together. And one of it will say international programs. And it's for international programs, meaning for undergraduate students. Graduate students that come here don't want to go somewhere else. They're here, they're doing graduate work. It's very different than undergraduate. Undergraduates come to open up their world, to learn about a lot of things, to have an opportunity to spend maybe a semester or two in another country, that kind of thing. Once you pick a graduate school, you're studying medicine, or you're studying psychology, or you're studying law, or you're studying environmental policy or economics. You're studying that very thing. So they don't really usually leave. So where it says international programs, you go to CEU. I'll send this link to you. It's just what I'll do. But it is in Budapest, and it is Matt, how long is I'm looking at? You know, there are just people on this site that if you wanted to get a little bit clearer, if there's any way you could, without becoming a BART College undergraduate student, go to CEU, you know, you could talk to them, but they're basically, the long and short of it is, You can't go through BARD, and you won't get a BARD degree, graduate degree from CEU. We do share some diplomas, like in Berlin, and we have some others, one in Kyrgyzstan and one in Palestine, but we don't share a CEU diploma.
So you don't issue a CEU diploma, basically, if I go to...
Correct. Correct. So I think what I would do... Do you want me to send you any of this information?
Yeah, that would be great. Can I give you...
Okay. What's... Sure.
So basically, it's my name. Dot.
With two S's, okay. Okay. I'll go ahead and pull some of this together, including the piece on the most recent news about CEU having their campus in Hungary. I've been there. I know exactly where it is.
Okay.
But the political tenor right now is difficult. So it means that nothing has been decided, as far as I know. I'm not really close to it. I'm just reading what publicity we have about it to let us know what's going on, because we do interact with that program, and we're very much supportive of what CEU does, and our president is on the board of that board, you know, the chairman of that board. So we care very much about this place. We're not happy at all that he is being, and his institution, this man's institution, is being targeted. But be that as it may, it is. So we have some so there's some public, articles on it that I can forward to you.
That
you can look
great.
At them and
Thank
see.
You. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice to see it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I would, and I'll just put a few other names on this in case you want to, and emails, in case you want to email somebody at BARD. There is the people that run that study abroad program here will give you their specific names and emails. So you can say, okay, I talked to Janet, but I still don't really quite understand, or I'm just still looking to, is there any way I can jump on board and be part of this? I don't think they're going to be able to help you, but it just is, you never say never, right?
Yeah, of course. But
since we don't...
Yeah.
Yep.
Then, so the only, just this really last thing, and thank you for taking the time.
Sure.
So the only information I found on your website was this inequality, whatever course offered by CEU at your campus. So is it a graduate one, or is it just a shared course, or it's really not clear anymore?
Yeah, so the courses, it's called, what is it called?
In economics or something like this. But that was really the only, it's not really my domain, but it was really the only course that I could find that could suggest me that, yeah, you have the courses by CEU.
There are courses that are taught there in Budapest. They are graduate courses. People that are enrolled in that program in Budapest take them. And the BARD students that apply to this program to go as an undergraduate for 6 months, I think it's a six-month program. I'm reading it now. They can study.
I'm interested in the, because I'm going to the U.S. next year, so I'm not really interested in right now the Hungarian opportunities, but more like the what I can take at BARD College.
Oh, as at BARD.
So
yeah.
BARD,
well,
CEU, because there is, I think, there are, this was my main question, like, this was at BARD College.
Yeah, so any BARD College courses that you see there that are affiliated with CEU are taught at CEU. They're not taught in the States. They're not taught here. Now, there's nothing here. Now, that being that, but we have programs here on our campus that are, you know, human rights. We have a human rights major here. We have international relations studies here. We have a lot of those things here. So if you were to come here, you could take a class. If you were an undergraduate, you could become, but you're not. You've already, unless you're looking for getting another bachelor's, which I doubt you are.
No.
Okay. Then I think it's a dead end for you. Sorry to say. I'll send you all this stuff so you can read through. You make another phone call or an email, reach out to CEU here and here on the campus. But it's just a very tiny niche partnership for those men and women who are here as undergraduates to go and spend 6 months or a year and then come back and get just a BARD degree, a regular BARD Bachelor of Arts degree. They don't get any. They just have some graduate credits, and if they decide then to apply to the graduate program in CEU, they can apply those credits that they took there before towards their graduation in graduate school. But this is none of that's really apropos to you. It's not really relevant to you, right?
Yeah, no, I don't.
If you come to the States and you want to study, you know, things like, and you want to study, you want to get a graduate degree in the world of human rights, or, you know, I mean, it's not really my whole field to use all, I don't know all the terms, but basically the work that's being global work being done for issues of equality and race and gender and whatever it is, there's a lot here in this country to study that, and this is a great place to study it, but we don't really have a graduate program that we have one in economics, and it's a very cool program, and they talk about, it's a different kind of economics, about world economics, so it's a very, but you're not interested in economics, and we have one in fine arts, and you're not interested in fine, right, so I can't really help you. I wish I could. I'd love, where are you from originally?
From Germany. I'm from Germany.
From Germany, I see. And we have Bard College Berlin, so in Berlin, we run a school, and it's called Bard College Berlin, but it's, again, undergraduate work.
So it's really a dead end, huh?
Yeah, it's a dead end. But there, I think if you want to come to the States and study that work, you're absolutely, you know, you research, you're already doing some of it. This one happens to be a dead end, but other ones might not be. And you might even reach out to the names that I'm going to give you and call them or email and say, do you have any suggestions of stateside schools, graduate programs that are I'm going to give you one woman's name, Erin Canan. She's pretty on top of all of this, and she might say, no, well, how about looking at a school, this or that, or that? Here's a list of three schools that are known for really top-notch programs here in the States.
Great.
In graduate work.
Thank
okay?
You so much,
Jenna. Such
okay.
Big help it was. Thank you so much again. And
I know it's complicated. I'm sorry. Well, I might help. Yeah, so anything I could do to further it a little bit more is my pleasure.
Cleared up a few things, so thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, sure.
So,
thank you.
Nice day, and
okay. You too. Bye-bye.